women dominated this year's Prime Minister's Prizes for Science Awards, with women taking out 5 of the 7 awards. However, despite the victories, women still only make up 27% of the STEM workforce. The Wire's Malvika Hemant spoke with Professor Lisa Kewley, Director of the Centre of Excellence in All Sky Astrophysics in Three Dimensions at the ANU, about why women are underrepresented in STEM disciplines.
If you have a female name on it, then the males and the females will both grade the paper lower, or the application lower, than if it has a male name on it. It's exactly the same application. And this is known as implicit bias, and it occurs in every field. And what that means is that traditionally women's work, even if it's equal, has been devalued. And so this has just been occurring over time. The other reason is that women leave the physical sciences at double the rate of men. And there's been a survey done in the US of why women have left. And it's actually multiple reasons. One reason is the lack of female role models who are showing a good balance between work and their family life. And then another is a less communication or a less strong relationship with their supervisors than the males have been experiencing. And this is probably to be expected, given that you've got more men who are supervising than women.
Women took out 5 of the 7 PM Science Awards this year compared to 1 last year. What message does this send to young girls and aspiring scientists?
Things are changing, and that women can receive the recognition for their fabulous discoveries and work that they're doing in science. And we're now realising that we must be recognising women as well as men for their excellent work.
Mathematician Cheryl Prager took out this year's top prize at the awards, but she said that in her high school years, a career counsellor advised her not to pursue mathematics. Why do you think this happened?
Traditionally, women were told not to do maths or science because it was perceived as a men's career. My mother was told not to do science. She was told that the jobs for women are teachers and nurses, and so she chose to become a teacher. Women aren't told this, you know, outright anymore, but there's still this pervasive idea that science is a man's job and not a woman's job. But we're working on changing that by providing female role models, and I think that's another reason why it's so important for these prizes to go to women.
Do you think women pursuing careers in STEM are stigmatised and isolated compared to their male counterparts?
No, I don't think that's true anymore. Now there's enough women in the sciences that don't think they're stigmatised, and there's a lot more knowledge now about the impact of implicit bias.
What are the consequences, if any, of a lack of female representation in STEM?
Mostly the scientists that are doing public outreach are male, and so when boys see those as role models, they say, okay, yes, you know, he's a scientist, I can be a scientist. And if girls don't see women as scientists, then they don't necessarily think they can do it. But the other thing is that women in particular really need to have mentors, and they need to see role models of women who are balancing career in science as well as a family. And when there's less women around at the senior levels in particular, then they see less role models and they become discouraged, and they can feel like that it's maybe not a career that they want to have if they want to have a family. It's really important for us to show that you can have a successful and happy family life as well as a career in science.
Do you think the government is doing enough to encourage more women to pursue STEM?
I think the government could be doing more. There's a study has shown that the gender stereotypes actually happen really young. So, for example, grade 3 and 4 in primary school is already the time at which girls and boys have decided whether science is a boys' or a girls' field. So it actually needs to be a lot more work done in the early primary school and in preschool.
Professor Lisa Kewley, the Director of the Centre of Excellence in All Sky Astrophysics in Three Dimensions at the Australian National University, speaking there with The Wire's Malvika Hemant.